And we're joined again now by Slate.com's chief political correspondent, John Dickerson. John, welcome back. And the question we asked at the beginning of the show, can Barack Obama be stopped on his way to the Democratic nomination?
10 wins in a row is an awfully tough thing to beat back. And the reason is because not only does Obama have this extraordinary blossoming momentum that seems to have no cap on it, but in his victory in Wisconsin, what we saw is that he was able to eat away at some of those constituencies that Clinton thought were hers. So he's getting bigger all the time. And I think now it's pretty much if he's going to fall, it's going to be a mistake that he has to make himself. And Clinton's got to just hope for that.
The headline on your column today is White Men Jumped, talking about that constituency. He did better among white men than she did. He also did awfully well among white women.
That's right. Here's the case the Clinton folks have been making for the last couple of weeks. How can a Democratic nominee not win among working people? Well, turns out Barack Obama can win among working people, and he showed it in Wisconsin. He won among people who make less than $50,000 a year and folks who don't have a college education. And so he's showing now, and he did well among women. She still beat him in that group, but by a smaller margin than she has in other states. So he's basically able to say now to all other Democrats, including those very important superdelegates, I can win among all different geographical areas and across racial and gender lines.
And John, we saw the beginnings of what looks like will be more negative campaigning from Hillary Clinton. A lot of analysts last night were saying, well, this is all she has left to do in this campaign is to really go negative and hope that that draws some voters back to her. What do you expect as we continue through Texas and Ohio? What kinds of negative campaigning do you think that she'll start?
There are two things to look for. One is the negative campaigning from Hillary Clinton herself, and I think she will attack him on readiness, basically making the case it's a dangerous world, we have tough problems, and he's an untested relative rookie on the national scene. And the second thing we'll see are some of these perhaps 527 groups, pro-Clinton groups that are not directly tied to the campaign, that will come out in these battleground states of Ohio and Texas, where they'll be running ads, taking on Obama on this question of readiness as a president.
And what about him? Is he also going to go negative?
He's looking past Hillary Clinton, behaving as if he's already won the nomination. And so the only person he'll attack would be John McCain. And that's a way for Obama to show, look, if you're worried about whether I'm tested or not, let me show you how I can take it to the Republican nominee.
John, there's a debate tomorrow, Democratic debate tomorrow in Texas on CNN. Hillary Clinton usually does very well in these debates.
Clinton does well in these debates because she comes off as very competent. She knows her policy details and she looks in command. But we've had a lot of debates. There have been 18 so far, and Barack Obama has been able to cross the bar. Whatever bar it is voters had for him, he's been able to cross it himself. And so Clinton may put in another great performance, but so far those performances haven't knocked Obama back. It seems to me that if she's going to really stop his momentum at this point, she's not only going to have to be competent, but she's going to actually have to force play and make him make a mistake that somehow illuminates a greater worry that voters may still have in their heads.
We do keep talking Democrats here because the race is still there. It looks like it's over for the Republicans, but are we missing something that is still in doubt or in question or that we need to comment on?
John McCain has locked it up. He's now got the delegates' pledge from Mitt Romney. So the McCain folks are focusing very much on the November election. And they're not too undone by Mike Huckabee still being in existence, although they are a tiny bit irritated that it gives some in the media a chance to say, well, Huckabee is the place that this anti-McCain vote is going. They would argue that that they're uniting conservatives around the challenge in November, which they think will be a challenge against Barack Obama.
John Dickerson is chief political correspondent for Slate.com. Thanks, John.
Thank you.